Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've been in North Carolina, the state of North Carolina, a couple of times in the last 3 or 4 weeks. All right, I've been in the state. There is a vibe there, and I was trying to make sure that I felt that I was picking up the right vibe. There is a vibe from North Carolina to South Carolina, and the vibe is this. They think they're better than you. That's the vibe, okay? That's 100% the vibe. When you go there, you know, when you say you're from South Carolina, you get like the little wince. You know, you get that, like the little pained expression on the face. I notice just when you cross over the state line from South Carolina to North Carolina, for whatever reason, the landscaping looks a little better, and the paving on the roads is all like pristine once you get from South Carolina to North Carolina.
I like that you say that and then immediately start listing things that are better.
No, I'm just... When you make the drive, Rob, from South Carolina over to North Carolina, these are just things that you notice. But as a South Carolinian now myself, I take offense to this feeling. And I'm able to detect this, ladies and gentlemen, because it was the same darn feeling that I picked up when I was working in Houston and all the feeling of Houstonians about people from Dallas. Then you go to Dallas. Oh, you're from Houston, huh? It's the same thing. Same thing, North Carolina to South Carolina. Dallas views themselves as bougie, as bon vivants, as white collar. And they look down, they turn their nose up on Houstonians. Is it not the same thing that I'm experiencing between North Carolina and South Carolina? Well, yes, it is. And it bothers me. I'm just going to be real with you. It bothers me. It's bothered me that feeling, that vibe, each of the last two times I've been there. So we've got a few different layers of this. Ladies and gentlemen of the upstate, do the people of North Carolina have a point? Because I would say that I'm damn proud to be a part. If they're white collar and this state is blue collar, I'm damn proud to be a part, you know, of the blue collar state, Diesel.
Mark, I am a North Carolina native, and I can confirm that feeling is 100% true.
Why?
100% true.
Because
outside of the state of South Carolina think of when they think of South Carolina? Filthy ass Myrtle Beach. That is where South Carolina, right or wrong, true or not, gets its entire reputation from. The filthiness of Myrtle Beach.
Okay, well, have you been to Myrtle Beach since you've been here?
I have not been to Myrtle Beach.
I have not been to Myrtle Beach, and because of what everyone says about it, I have no interest in going there.
I haven't been to Myrtle Beach, and because of what everybody says about it, I absolutely cannot wait to go see it.
But it's been so high on your priority list that in a year of being here, you have yet to do so.
Right, but it's not on my... Now, I will disagree with Diesel on this, because when I got the call to come up here, my thought was Charleston. I think Charleston is one of the three greatest cities in America. I do. I think it's incredible. I knew about the upstate. My mom lived in Asheville, North Carolina. So I've actually done a lot of back and forth between North and South Carolina. And it kind of reminds me of the Alabama-Florida rivalry from where I'm from in the Panhandle. The only difference is that, you know, Florida people, when they hear somebody's from Alabama, they think we're better than you. And the only reason they think that, Mark, is because they are. But in coming here, to me, it's kind of the same thing in that it's the reason is North Carolina is just a more trendy contemporary state.
It bougie
is,
state.
Right? No,
that's
not
the word. That's the word. The word is bougie.
Here's where this conflict comes from. I'm about to play psychiatrist and fix all this. I'm the relationship counselor of the Carolinas.
Okay,
now.
I need to hold you there.
I need to hold you
because Guy in Greenville wants to chime in on this right now. Guy, thanks so much. You're on with Mark Diesel and Rob Brown. Thanks for the call, Guy. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. No, I'm also not from South Carolina, but when I first came down here, I was told about not only North Carolina, but Georgia, how South Carolina is between the two, and it's like a step back. And again, having been here long enough, I mean, I know South Carolina, and it's wonderful. But if you look at the last election, wasn't South Carolina the only red state between two blue states?
It was.
Okay, so the whole progressive thing, and then again, it's your take on progressive, but when I first came down here, ironically, my family that I married into goes to Myrtle Beach. Well, having been here one time before I met them, I went to Edisto, and I took them to Edisto, and these people from South Carolina did not even know Edisto, and we switched everything to Edisto. So that's another thing. If you're from South Carolina, you know Edisto. Now, of course, it's built up, and now everybody knows about it. But again, the South Carolina is different than Georgia and North Carolina. Whether you want to make it good or bad is up to you, but it's different.
Okay.
And again,
when North Carolina people turn their nose up on the Palmetto State guy, do they have a point?
No.
No point whatsoever. Okay. Guy, thanks so much for the phone call, man. Do appreciate it. Want your thoughts on this at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number. It's kind of that scent in the air of, like, haughtiness, of that, you're from that Carolina.
Mark, you said it yourself. North Carolina is a more attractive state. You said it yourself.
Wait.
You drive across
the aesthetics from the road.
You drive across the state line.
Yeah,
and North Carolina, just all of a sudden, there's a line across the road. It says, over here on this side, we take care of our highway. We have nice wildflowers on both sides of the road.
That's true.
We have good-looking signs that aren't full of shotgun holes. But, man, you cross over. You cross over at, mile marker 110 on I-85. All of a sudden, you started hitting potholes. I mean, don't even get me started on what the road conditions are like in Spartanburg County right now. It's atrocious. It's atrocious. Okay. So there is absolutely a point there. And North Carolina has this little thing called the Research Triangle, where there's all kinds of big business and money and medical research and all that stuff going on right there in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area. What does South Carolina have? Tell me. What does South Carolina have? A lot of manufacturing in Greenville? Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. We make BMWs here.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Send all hate mail courtesy of Diesel.
Now we have guy who has lived in South Carolina for how long, Diesel? 15 years.
Yeah, and Edisto is gorgeous. He is absolutely right. Edisto is gorgeous.
Now he is completely trashing the beautiful Palmetto State right here on the show. Look, if these were homes, North Carolina would be the brand new home made with particle board. But the brand new home, our home here in South Carolina, has character. Yeah, it's old. Okay. Yeah, the grout has worn out just a little bit. But it's got character, by golly. And I am proud of this character.
Weren't you the guy just a couple of months ago in the heat of election season that was like, we need unity, left and right, red and blue. We need to come together. That's all this is, man.
That was just for the election.
Oh, that was just for the election. Got it. Now we're right back to it. It's all it is. North Carolina is a lot more contemporary. It's got a lot more young people that are forward-thinking. South Carolina is very conservative, laid back. It likes the way things are, and it doesn't like to change. Neither one of those viewpoints is wrong, but we've created this atmosphere where if somebody doesn't think like you, you have to dislike him and look down on him. And it's as much from the North Carolina side. But, you know, you see the South Carolina people, they look at Asheville, all the hipsters and the losers up there. And then the Asheville folks are looking down and going, oh, the rednecks and backwood folks down in South Carolina. Dude, if everybody would just relax and realize, hey, just live where you want to live, like what you want to like. I've been to both. I love them both. I love North Carolina and South Carolina, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I'm better than the other two people I'm talking to right now.
Is that so? Is that so? We've established quite a lot here in this segment, ladies
you
and gentlemen.
You ass kiss.
It, really?
Also, my mother just said Diesel would have a stroke driving in Louisiana, so you may all just come together to hate on Louisiana.
No, listen, I've made the trek from South Carolina and Florida to Houston, Texas via vehicle a number of times, and I'm here to tell you, bar none, you cross over the state line into Louisiana, that is some of the most stressful driving you've ever had in your life, okay? They've got bridges there that send you right up to heaven, okay? I'm not lying to you. Right up to heaven. The whole drive is peachy until you get to Louisiana. Then you're on like this hour-long bridge over a swamp that there's always a traffic jam on. You're just stuck over a swamp. It is the most stressful drive you've ever had in your life.
See, so, I'm here to bring everybody together.
There you go.